Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Once you open your ears and eyes to the bilingual poetic visions, voices of Luis Alberto Urrea, there's no way to return to complacency. Wanda Coleman, author. On today's Poets Weave program, I introduce poetry by Luis Alberto Urrea. He was born in Tijuana, Mexico, and teaches at the University of Illinois. Presented by Friends of the Library, an evening with Urrea on Friday, November the 16th at the Buskirk Chumley Theatre will give us the opportunity of listening to this nationally acclaimed novelist, poet, and storyteller. I am Jenny Kander. The Fever of Being. Perhaps I caught it in Durango. In Durango, orange rocks and black, where I drank the waterfalls. I drank the raw waterfalls of Durango. I licked the water green as leaves from the rocks, scooped the water from the dark volcanic folds, swallowed shadows of bulls that stood in pine-top cataracts on weeping peaks of Durango. I was on my knees, pushed my face through the lace of the falls, of the ferns, put my lips to the stone, bit off hunks of water, and the gold dust and the water spiders, and the fish bones and the threads unstrung from women's clothes, and the bright amoebas clenched around the spores, poured in my fever's mouth, laid roots in all the silt I'd gulped in mountain chill of high Durango. Or was it Culiacan and the heat-burning earth where poppies pop bright colour bursts, where helicopter gunships raid the fields, where peasant heroin harvesters, shot from the dams, turn in water pink behind the wall that cracks, that moans above the city? Crickets fondle buildings, brushy-legged. They sound like rusted hinges pulling free, the whole place swinging wide, all night, all night, all night. All night. Migration. The subway rose from under Boston's skirts, turned into a trolley, rolled west through tenement woods, chestnut hills, then backs of laundry-draped buildings, five-family slanted porches, then golf courses, deer eating behind dead Chevys. To a job I hated, a job of grey-faced, grey-haired, grey-suited men. It was always winter. Even in August, the river was crusty all around its lips with freeze. Icicles drooled from rain spouts. I'd nod at my cancer-eaten superiors who didn't know they were dying, all of us standing, 7 a.m., waiting in the lot by the train yard for the company van to pick us up, haul us away. Greyhound buses swung in for a 5-minute stop before hitting the pike, exotic names tattooed on their brows. Worcester, Albany, Cleveland, Philippa, Atlantic City, Wheeling, Detroit, Atlanta. All marvelous places where I was not. The sky a flat grey lid of ice, and the Canada geese came over, big leaders at the head of each flying wedge. Their rusty squawks, the only sound for miles, working at the oars of the sky, the dark magnets in their heads not only pulling them away but telling them exactly how to get there. June 8, 97 degrees, 80% humidity, 10:40 at the Mug and Muffin, up all night. Today this woman went by me in Harvard Square wearing a pantsuit made entirely of trash bags, the dark green kind. I almost passed out just watching. People turned round to stare at her. She rippled like the Charles River. There must have been steam escaping her, clouds collecting under her arms, a fog bank rolling up from her thighs. Her whole body might have been whistling. She could have melted right there, run out through the cuffs of her plastic pants, people slipping on her and falling down in the street. But she didn't. She kept walking. And everybody turned back to their papers and iced coffees thinking, I am on a strange journey, and where I'm going, I don't want to know. These poems are by Luis Alberto Urrea on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.